Yeah, I mean, it's really good, especially when you look at some of the girls in her district. I mean, the Brookfield girl that we've wrestled a couple times was the one seed, and, you know, I mean, we've wrestled her close, so a district championship wasn't out of the question, but, I mean, she had a lot of tough girls from a lot bigger schools.
So is it the Brookfield girl that Avery lost to in the semifinals?
So she actually lost in the quarterfinals to a girl from Marshall, so it's something that we hadn't really game planned for, but then we came back the next day and wrestled her for third and fourth and beat her. So, I mean, anything can happen.
So basically, even before the semifinals, Avery got herself into the wrestle backs and had to really rally, show some intestinal fortitude on Saturday.
Yeah, she had to dig real deep. We kind of had a short talk after she lost and talked about how, you know, we still have all day tomorrow, chance to reset, and we got to show up and wrestle. And then, I mean, the whole second day, she wrestled lights out. She didn't lose a single match.
Yeah, what was her focus like, Coach? Did you have a real good feeling going into Saturday that I think that Avery's locked in and we're going to have a real good day?
I mean, after watching her first match, you could just tell that she was, I mean, hitting everything perfect, taking girls down at will. She was tough on top. No one could hold her down. So after watching her first match and kind of talking to her about, you know, what the rest of the day is going to look like, she just had a sense of determination like she hasn't had all season.